Alaska Marine Highway workers approved a strike authorization this week, meaning the Inland Boatmen's Union could call for workers to strike within the next month if the union and state can't agree on a new contract. For member station KHNS, Margaret Friedenauer has more.
More than 500 ferry workers statewide are represented by the union. Their current contract ends June 30th. According to Kerry Crocker, chairman for the Alaska region of the IBU, 417 members voted in the recent election, and only 8 opposed a strike authorization. That does not yet mean a strike is imminent, as Crocker explains.
We get to July 1st and we don't have a contract, and we're not able to come to agreement, we could strike at that point. It gives us the authorization to call a strike.
But an authorization vote does mean a strike could happen quickly if IBU National President Alan Cote decides to call a strike to try to force the state's position.
He would have to authorize that, but because we have the pre-authorization from the members, that the decision could be made that quickly.
The state and union are at an impasse over workers' cost of living adjustments, or COLA. Currently, ferry workers get between a 15% to 20% cost of living adjustment. That's the highest COLA of any sector of state worker, according to the Department of Administration. The state is proposing reducing the adjustment to 5% for ferry workers hired after July 1st. There was an attempt to codify a reduction in the COLA through a state Senate bill this legislative session, but it stalled in committee. Curtis Thayer is the commissioner of the Department of Administration. He said in April the state's proposed reduction would bring ferry workers' COLA more in line with other state employees and likely keep the Marine Highway from having to cut services.
From the state's perspective, we need to look at cost savings, and we've identified the cost of living differential where we can keep all the employees whole that are employed today, but in the future changing that, which provides a cost saving to the state of $600,000 to $800,000 a year, and that is enough money to prevent us tying up or tying up a boat or reducing service.
Crocker says the union would concede to no pay raises for 2 years, but it wants to preserve the current cost of living adjustments for future workers. While the IBU Alaska ferry workers have never striked before, they did have strike authorization votes during contract negotiations in the early 90s. A State Department of Transportation spokesperson said there is no contingency to continue operating the ferries if workers strike. The department would just make sure the ferries are secured and safe in ports. The state and union plan to meet again June 10th for another round of negotiations. Reporting in Haines, I'm Margaret Friedenauer.